The Business Buzz Podcast. The Business Buzz.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Business Buzz for your weekly dose of business, finance and economics news right here on VAW FM. That's Voice of Wits 88.1 FM. We're broadcasting live from our studios right here at Braamfontein, Johannesburg. My name is Leo Mob Justice Kavaza and I'll be your host for the next hour or so. Now, who's to say that the world of business can't be entertaining? Definitely make sure you hold on to your seats as we seek to unpack and keep you entertained, educated and intrigued about the world of business. Now for today, it is a special one, the last Friday of the month, which means we are coming back with our brand new heavy feature. That's the time of the month where we take time to celebrate a young person in South Africa, 35 years and below, who is doing the things in their industry. And for today, we are joined by Mbali Sebapu, who is also known as Gorgeous Mbali, and she is an influencer and former SA Navy turned entrepreneur. So it's going to be an interesting one because she is the CEO of Hermoso Flow, which is a cosmetics brand made for women and members of the LGBT community. Also coming up for the next hour or so, we're going to be getting into the business wrap. That's a part of the show where we give you a roundup of the week's top trending business and economics news, and also getting into the Buffalo Index, where we tell you the state of your 100 Rand. Now, remember that you can find and follow us on social media. That's VAW FM or Voice of Wits on Facebook. Our the Facebook page is Wits Radio Academy. And then on Twitter, we're hashtag BusinessBuzz, and our account is at VAW FM. And remember that you can find and search for us on iono.fm for our podcasts, and all our links are available there together with vits.journalism.co.za/business, where you can find all our other content. So that's all the links. Next hour is looking sure. Make sure that you keep it locked right here on 88.1. This is VAW FM.
Business Wrap with Zanele Kunene.
Welcome back to the Business Buzz. It's time for us to get into the business wrap. That's a part of the show where we give you a roundup of the week's top trending business and economics news. And on the line, we are joined by our financial expert, Zanele Kunene, who is a financial advisor with BDO Wealth Advisors South Africa. Greetings, Zanele. What are you, keeping an eye on this week?
So within these past few weeks, one of the big things that I believe every financial advisor has been looking at is the emotions of consumers, because the markets have been quite impacted by COVID-19, and that has placed a lot of our clients in quite an uncomfortable position. I remember reading a few weeks ago an article saying that right now, as the whole world is currently undergoing, the stages of grieving. And the stages of grieving go like, first you have denial, then you have anger, and you've got bargaining, and then you have depression, and then you have acceptance. So we are all going through these emotions. And I believe right now we are all on the fourth stage, which is the depression stage. We all feel like we feel down, like we have no control of what's going on. But I believe it's important for us to go to the next stage, which is the stage of acceptance. We have to accept that this is the new normal, and we need to formulate a plan in which we can stick by that will help us, prepare for the future, no matter what that future holds. But we need to take back control. One of the things I've noticed with quite a few people is that when it comes to taking on control, it just feels like it's too much. But you have to do like little steps every day to get to where it is you need to be. So the first thing I'd say to all the listeners is you have to have an objective. You have to have a goal, especially if you want to open an investment or you want to start saving or you are contributing to a pension fund or a provident fund at work. Ask yourself, am I contributing enough? Because what we find is, and we see this quite a lot now with all the retrenchments that are happening and quite a few people who are taking early retirement, is that they are now taking their retirement, but how much they've been saving is not enough to take care of their needs moving on forward. So the big question was not answered: am I saving enough? And this is where a financial planner comes in handy, because they will be able to give you a framework in which you could make decisions, a framework in which you could be able to save accordingly to what will help you reach your goal, reach your end goal. So you're not just putting money away, you're not just putting money in the bank, you have a framework of for decisions, you know, and that's where the financial planner comes in. So first thing first, let's get our objectives outlined. The second thing that I've noticed is that quite a few people do not have budgets. I don't know why someone would operate their life without a budget, because a budget helps you see if you are making a profit or not. And if you're not making a profit, it means that you are not creating wealth, or you do not have funds to create wealth, which also means that you're not building a legacy for your children. Now, as a millennial, I want to make sure that when I have kids, I'm able to provide for them so they could, you know, live out their passions. I don't know, paint the sky, you know, do whatever it is they want. But in order for that to be possible, I need to know, am I making a profit? How does my budget look? So I'm able to, you know, maximize on opportunities to create wealth. Speaking about budgets, yesterday when Minister Mboweni spoke about the zero-based budget strategy that he'd like to employ within South Africa, the first thing that came to my mind was, I really like the zero-based budget, because what it does, especially for us in South Africa, a country that has so much corruption, what it's going to do, it's going to take us a step away from corruption, because we need to be accountable. We need people to interrogate every item that is on the budget. Now we need to know, what are we actually putting our money in, and what is it going to do? So I believe that strategy is going to help us in terms of moving forward. And one of the things I believe that's quite important that we need to realize is that prior to COVID-19, we had several issues. You know, we had a lot of issues, and COVID-19 just exacerbated those issues. And that being so, we need to take a step back and look at, okay, so prior to COVID-19, what were those issues? Because those were the underlying issues that, if we are able to fix those, we'll then be able to, you know, go on this new path and create better and maximize on opportunities that are there for South Africa.
Now, Zanele, I'm also an advocate, and it was one of the things that really struck me when I was listening to the budget speech, that zero-based, you know, budgeting, because I think a lot of people don't realize that usually government budgets are set based on, you know, previous expenditure, and you just sort of make an incremental change based on inflation, and then you just give the same amount of money. But this process all the advantages that you are touting, that's what I personally like about it. But on a practical level, how are you feeling about actually implementing this thing? Is it something that's might be met with resistance, or will people pretend as if they are complying and sort of just find the loopholes in the system?
Everything new is always met with resistance, so we should expect that within certain departments. But I'm really hoping that government really embraces the zero-based budgeting, because because within the speech, you know, Minister Mboweni highlighted that if we don't do something now, we are going to place ourselves in such a bad position, and not only a bad position, like, we are going to tank, we're going to fall if we do not embrace this new form of budgeting. So I do hope that they do so, and I do hope that as a country as well, that we support government. And the way we could do so is that every household needs to really take a look into their own finances, because I really believe that government is actually a reflection of each and every household. The amount of debt, or household debt, within South Africa already is so high. And we see this evident even within our government. But within our households as well, we need to take control of our own ills. So if you have high debt levels, speak to your credit facilitators, speak to your bank. You know, you need to also strategize so that your household is in a better position so that that kind of structure reflects upon the country as a whole.
So that's been us with our financial advisor, our financial expert, that is Zanele Kunene, who is a financial advisor with BDO Wealth Advisors, just giving us a roundup of the week's top news, starting off by just appealing to people to look at their personal finances and do what they can to actually have some type of budget in place and actually do, you know, do something to make sure that you are sort of better prepared going forward in terms of the finances, and also just a little bit about the mood of people during this time. Also just highlighting that the country's own budget, which was spoken about on Wednesday by Finance Minister Tito Mboweni, is painting quite a dire picture of the economy. Minister Mboweni saying that the economy is projected to contract by 7.2%, and that the gross national debt, which is what the country owes, is 82% of GDP, which is a massive number. Also coupled by the fact that there's going to be a loss of tax income by about 300 billion rand, which then necessitates an increase in borrowing by the state. And I love the fact that Zanele is just drawing a comparison or a parallel between households and the nation, to say that in the way that households are heavily indebted in South Africa, the country itself finds itself in the same situation. So we just hope that going forward, the zero-based budgeting is something that's actually going to help the country, and that everyone actually gets on board, and it's one of those things that will actually help us to weed out unnecessary expenditure, and most importantly, that corruption. Otherwise, that's it. On the other side of this, we get into the Buffalo Index.
Business Wrap with Zanele Kunene. The Buffalo Index on the Business Buzz.
It's time for us to get into the Buffalo Index. That's the part of the show where we give you a roundup of what your 100 Rand is looking like. And for today, since we have the CEO of Hermesa Flow with us, that is Gorgeous Mbali, we decided to just look at what your 100 Rand can do when you look at some of the products that they are selling on their online store. And if you look at the White Lily Lip Gloss, you can get that at just over one Buffalo at 120 Rand. And then your White Lily Matte Lipstick is going to come in at about one and a half Buffaloes. That's 160 Rand. And then your Glow Gang highlighter, that's coming in at two Buffaloes or 200 Rand. And then the Pink Roses Lip Gloss and CEO Matte Lipstick Combo, that's two and a half Buffaloes at 250 Rand. And then as we go up market a little bit, you can get the Hermesa Flow White and Rose Gold Makeup Brush Set. That's coming in for three Buffaloes. That's 300 Rand. And then, at sort of the high end of the market, you can get the White Lily Eyeshadow and Sparkly Lip Gloss and CEO Matte Lipstick. That's coming in for almost six Buffaloes at 580 Rand. So if you are in the market for some, cosmetics products, some Hermesa Flow, that's what your Buffalo can do for you. On the other side of this, we get into the main topic.
The Buffalo Index on the Business Buzz. Mob Justice on the Business Buzz.
Welcome back to the Business Buzz for today. It is the last Friday of June, which is Youth Month, which fits in very well because, this is the first time during lockdown we've been able to have our brand new heavy. And the brand new heavy is the time of the month where we celebrate a young person in South Africa, 35 years and below, who is doing the things in their industry. And for this month, we are privileged to have Mbali Sebapu, who is a South African influencer and most recently a businesswoman and founder of Hermesa Flow Cosmetics. Before becoming an influencer, Mbali actually worked in the SA Navy for about 10 years and quit last year to actually focus on her entrepreneurial journey. She's actually made a lot of strides, currently having more than 300,000 followers on social media. Has actually previously worked with brands such as Ponds, McDonald's, Michael Kors, just to name a few. She actually recently has been highlighted as one of the South African women who made major moves in 2019 by SME South Africa, alongside the likes of Bonang Matheba and Basetsana Khumalo. She recently launched a new line of makeup called the Lily Collection, where she actually made over 100,000 rand in sales in less than 1 hour. Bali, greetings. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, and you?
No. Doing all right. I think as a place to begin with, we've described you sort of as an influencer, as a businesswoman, entrepreneur. How does Mbali describe herself?
Mbali is, do I call myself young? Like I'm 30 now. Yes, I am young, actually. I am a young girl, originally from Soshanguve. I left Soshanguve when I was 18. I left for the Navy in Cape Town. And I stayed in the Navy for 10 years, left the Navy, and that I came also flow. I'm a go-getter. I'm a hard worker. I love looking good. And I love motivating women to do better, to follow their passion and start businesses in whatever it is that they like and love.
Now, I think one of the things that's very interesting, how does one actually find themselves in, you know, the South African Navy? There are a lot of careers out there, and I just always wonder, like, how someone, you know, things like the Navy, like, how did you actually find yourself there?
I think for me, I wanted to join the Navy because of the beautiful uniform at first. Because I used to visit my granny at work. My granny was in the SANDF. And when I'm there, I'll see this beautiful white uniform. And I was like, you know what, one day I also want to join and wear that beautiful uniform. And after matric, I went to TUT. I studied analytical chemistry for first year. I did first year. And then I dropped out to join the Navy. So I was applying while I was doing my analytical chemistry first year.
And when you do something like that, does that mean you were then able to complete your studies through the Navy, or did you sort of completely, did the analytical chemistry dream completely, I guess, fall away?
I left analytical chemistry. I was doing it at TUT. Then I went to the Navy. At the Navy, I did a degree with the University of Stellenbosch, and it's a new different degree. It was Human Organizational Development, which focuses on industrial psychology and public development management. And yes, I completed that degree, so I do have a degree.
That's actually pretty cool, because one of the things I'm trying to gauge and understand, because it sounds like your mind is able to, because you've got sciences on the one hand, but at the same time you're talking about, you know, what sounds like sort of more along the lines of organizational sort of psychology on the other end, but now you're an entrepreneur. You know, how do you grapple with all of these things in your brain? You know, we always think that some people are more just analytical minded, others are just creative, left versus right, all of that. How do you balance that, all of that, in your mind?
So when I was in school, I was intelligent, and I was very good with maths, physics, and chemistry. So when I left high school, when I left matric, I wanted to do something along those lines. So I chose analytical chemistry. At first, I wanted to do geology, but the university could only take me for analytical chemistry because I applied late. And with psychology now, I didn't have a lot of options to choose from. They only gave us like four options, and psychology was the only one that I liked from the options, from the four options. That's why I chose that the degree that I did with the Navy. And Yeah, so everything works well, even now in business. A lot of people think that you don't need a degree, you don't need other things on the side, like education, or, but you do need it, because in psychology, I learned things like employee wellness. I know now how to treat my employees. You know, things like that, they do add up to that bigger picture. So when you are now a businesswoman, there's things you know. You know how to be intelligent emotionally, you know, to make decisions based on like a rush thing. You are like emotionally stable and you're emotionally intelligent to decide this is wrong, this is right. And you need that. So that degree helped me with that. And yeah.
I actually want to, I like the fact that you're touching on how, you know, that degree has actually helped you in business, because a lot of us, I think it's very interesting the fact that you did start at the Navy, but I wanted to perhaps get a sense of what did you actually do in the Navy? I think a lot of people, when they think Navy, they're thinking you're going to be, you know, fighting in wars and stuff like that. So on that one hand, what did you actually do in the Navy? And has any of that, how has that, I guess, informed your life in business now?
So in the Navy, I was an electronic warfare operator. That was what I was doing, my job title. And my position was the operations room manager in the Navy. So I wouldn't say that my job title played a role in what I know now, but I'll say that being in the Navy has taught me things like time management, to stop procrastinating when I have things to do, and discipline also, because in business you need discipline and you need to know how to manage your time also. So yeah, I think being in the Navy also added to the woman that I am today. Yeah.
So in terms of, I guess, the entrepreneurship journey then, did you quit, did what came first? Did you sort of leave the Navy and then start your business, or had you started your business along the way?
No, I left the Navy, then I started my business a few months later. Once my pension money was in my bank account, then I started my business.
And then why did you decide that, okay, fine, you're now done with the Navy? Because some people, you know, would have said that perhaps there was some type of a long life career. You know, a lot of people have fears about making a big career shift like you have done. So, you know, what sort of gave you that bravery?
I think when you understand that you have like the potential to be greater than what you are at that time, there's this thing, like this drive in you where you can't relax, man. You are at work, but you are like, but this doesn't feel like something that I want to do for the next 10 years. This is not where I want to see myself in the next 10 years. And you know that you have potential to be great and do whatever it is that you put your mind to. So I chose that. I was like, you know what? I know that this can be it. This can be in Bali. This can be the life that I choose, and I stay here and I'm okay with this life. I can do something else. And makeup was my passion. I love makeup. I like looking good. And I chose something that every day when I wake up, it doesn't feel like I am going to work. I want to have fun and enjoy what I am doing and make money doing that.
One of the things that I'm definitely picking up along the way is that it sounds like you have a lot of self-confidence in your abilities and stuff like that. So I'm very interested to then hear, like, how did that come about? Like, what type of family structure did you have growing up? What type of support system do you have now, you know, as you continue through life?
My dad, I think my dad played a huge role in the confidence that I have, because he always told me that I am the smartest girl, I think. Yeah. So every time, even at school, I didn't want to fail. I didn't want to get less than like those other marks. You know, those other marks where you feel like, ish, I didn't do well. I didn't read. I didn't study. Things like that. So my dad played a huge role in who I am today, because I believe so much in myself and I know that I'm smart. And every time I want to prove that to myself, I do things to prove that yes, I am smart. And if I put my mind to something, I can achieve that. So, yeah. And my structure now, my mother is one person that told me to go for what I want. It doesn't matter if I've been in the Navy for 10 years. If I believe in my new journey, the new journey that I want to take, it's okay. And she'll be there. She'll support me. If I fail, she'll still be there. She'll still be my mother, and I'll still be her daughter. And she'll take care of me, and I'll try something else, and she'll still be there. And I think you need that from your family, because a lot of people are scared to go for their own dreams, to go after their own dreams, because they're scared, what if I fail? My family is going to remind me that you left your job because of this. Now look at you. You need people that assure you that even if something happens, they're still going to be there.
It definitely sounds like you had a very good support and still have an amazing support structure around you. What of friends, you know, because I think that's the other, you know, a group of people that often has a big influence in what any of us decide to do with our lives.
My friends, I have amazing friends. I have friends. My friends are in Cape Town, Durban, and I only have one here in Joburg. My friends are very, very supportive. They've been there with me from day one and up until now. And we still gel the same way. It's not like now you are a CEO of a company, blah, blah, blah. You're making this kind of money. You have changed. I still treat them the same way. They still treat me the same way. They are very, very smart. They are all doing good things in their careers that they chose. So, yeah, I'm happy with the group of friends that I chose. And I am happy that they are aligned to what I want to achieve in my life. And they, motivate me.
Now, Mbali, before we go to a break, it definitely sounds like there's good friends in the picture, very good family structure in place. One of the questions we like to ask business people on the show is just, what were you taught about money growing up? Because it seems people's relationship with money, you know, tends to be a lot of it comes from, you know, how you're brought up, your upbringing, you know, stuff like that. So how was your relationship with money, I guess, informed with the way that you grew up?
I was taught to save money, and I think that helps me currently with my business too, because no matter how much money I make from the business, I still want to live the same life, a life that I can maintain. I don't want to do anything that I can't maintain maybe after a few years. So I always make sure that with my money now, I save, I invest some back into the business to grow the business. Then the little that I have left, then I spoil myself with nice, cheap things. But not to go, you know, people that say go big or go home. I don't do that. So I just want to live like a normal life.
Okay, so that's been us. We're with Mbali Sebabu, who is the CEO of Hermosa Flow. She is our brand new heavy for the month of June. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back on the other side of this.
You're tuned in to the Business Buzz.
Welcome back to the Business Buzz. We are with our brand new heavy. That's Mbali, who was telling us just before the break, just around her journey growing up, going through the Navy, you know, her family life, relationship with money, her friends, just giving us some background on who she is before we switch over to learning a little bit more about her business. But remember that you can keep in touch with us. Tell us what you think of the conversation. Have you, use any of her products? Let us know on Facebook. We are Vow FM, that's Voice of Vits. You can also find our other Facebook page, that is Vits Radio Academy. On Twitter, we're at Vow FM, and then our hashtag is hashtag Business Buzz. So we're continuing with our conversation with Mbali. Mbali is she is an influencer and the CEO of Hermosa Flow. Just to begin with, on the business side, Mbali, how do you feel about the word influencer?
I think if you are an influencer, you have to do more than just influence people to buy product. I think you have to be that woman or a guy who, when other people see you, they're like, you know what, I want to be like her, I want to be like her, I want to be like him, things like that. But you just can't be an influencer where you only influence products, because people follow you for more than that. I don't think people only follow people to just buy products, where they are like, okay, I follow this person to just know which product to buy next. So be more than that. Share the real, authentic you every day with people. Even if it's not every day, but try to be like authentic and give authentic content and do influencing beyond only selling products and brands.
I actually like the way that you are talking about the issue of influencing, because so often people, you know, want to be influencers just for the fame. You know, they think it's just a life of free products and going to fabulous events and stuff like that. But you are sort of hinting at the fact that there's a responsibility placed upon people that do have, you know, that influence. So I guess for you, you know, which sort of platforms have you sort of gravitated to? We know Instagram is popular, you know, there's YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, etc. You know, which ones have you decided that you're going to focus your brand around?
Instagram. I am big on Instagram. I don't have Twitter. I am only on Instagram. The business has Twitter, but I don't have Twitter anymore. I'm on Instagram. And I chose Instagram because, you know, with Twitter is hectic. So I chose Instagram because on Instagram, at least I can try control the content that I give and what goes on to my feed, things like that. But if I'm on Twitter, then I'm saying something now, someone is retweeting somewhere, someone is doing this, and if you can't control it, you know. And I believe Instagram is more peaceful than Twitter, because on Twitter, everyone has an opinion, and they want their opinion to be the right thing, the right opinion. They don't care how you receive it. As long as they told you their opinion, they want it to be that. And I don't like that. And Instagram is good for business too. So I like Instagram. I'm on Instagram. And that's my platform, my favorite one.
Now, the actual name itself that you've decided to name your business and the brand you've grown, you know, outside of your personal brand, you've got the business that's Hermosa Flow. Where did the actual name come from and what does it mean?
Hermosa Flow means beautiful flower in Spanish. My name is Mbalente, which means beautiful flower. So Hermosa Flow is Mbalente. So it's like Mbalente Cosmetics, but Hermosa Flow is cosmetics in Spanish.
Okay, cool. I think that definitely makes sense. So the makeup products that you guys are selling to the public, are you guys, I guess there's different ways that people are doing things. Are you guys manufacturing? Are you guys importing? How is it working?
We are importing the products. So our manufacturer is not in SA. So the products are imported.
Okay. And then how many people do you have in your team? And where are you guys? Are you guys just Joburg based, or do you sort of have a presence across the country?
We are Joburg based. We only sell online. Our products are only sold online. And I have 3 employees now.
And then a lot of people have actually been raving about the high quality of your products. Would you say that this has been the greatest selling points that's actually selling it apart? And how have you sort of gone about choosing what type of products to sell? How do you gauge what people actually want in the market?
So I was very particular with the type of products that I wanted to sell, especially the quality. I wanted my products to be good, high quality, where people buy my products not because I am gorgeous in Bali, but because they are good. And when I approached my manufacturer, I did mention that I want good quality, high pigmented eyeshadow palettes, lipsticks. I was very, very, very particular with everything. And yeah, I think we are selling because of the quality and not because I am Gorgeous Mbali, the influencer.
And then your advice then for, you know, perhaps other younger or older women that may be trying to draw some type of inspiration from your journey. You probably have a lot of people that have been following you over your journey. We mentioned at the start that you have more than 300,000 followers online. So what type of lessons would you sort of want to highlight from your journey from anyone who wants to perhaps, I guess, have some type of takeaway from what you've been able to accomplish?
One thing that's important, especially for us women, is to always choose yourself and choose your career instead of choosing relationships. You know, we make that mistake where we put everything on hold for relationships. And I know it because I've done it before in my life. And I would like to advise people to not do that. Choose you every day. And also, when you start your business, start small if you can. If you can start big, start big. But if you can't, start small. It's okay. It is okay to start small and just build your brand, build your business up brick by brick, because a lot of people are not starting because they think they don't have the money, but maybe they do have like that little to start. So start with that little and you'll eventually grow your business and you'll look at everything and be like, you know what, I'm glad that I did start small. And you learn, you make mistakes, you learn, and it eventually works out.
As a follow-up to that, to what you've just said, you know, about the advice, how do you find fostering new relationships, whether they are romantic relationships or whether they are like friendship sort of relationships? How do you go about building personal relationships? Because I can imagine that as a very busy person, there's certain types of pressures on your life, you know, where you might not be able to attend all the girls' nights, or you might not be able to, you know, give as much attention, to, you know, those types of things, personal connections. So how do you go about, fostering relationships and I guess making people understand, what your life actually means?
So this is why I said earlier on, you need to make friends that are aligned to your dreams and your destination, where you want to end up in life. Because if you make friends that don't understand that there's days where you're not going to be able to do girls' night out, and when you don't pitch up for girls' night out, then there's this tension. Then it means you have to choose between your friends or going after your dreams, and which is not fair. So always, always make sure that you build friendships that are, that go beyond clubbing lunches, where even when you don't see each other for 2 weeks, but you know, I still love you. I know that you love me too, but we are busy. We are adults. And when we do have time, we'll meet and it'll be a good time.
And where do you see, you know, sort of going forward, where do you see your business? Where do you see your business actually going? What are your future plans? What could people be looking out for?
I see going to Huda. Do you know Huda?
Yes.
Huda Beauty. Yes. I see us maybe at Sephora being big like Huda. I see us at Sephora. I see us at Clix. I see us at Discam. And I see us having shops nationwide, maybe international too. But I see us growing and being better than what we are currently.
I guess, you know, there's a follow-up I want to, I guess, get from you in those future plans, because it does sound like there is that goal to get into some of the more mainstream shops. Has COVID-19 affected your business in any way? Because, you know, just talking to different business people, you sort of get the sense that COVID-19 has sort of helped businesses that have an online presence. Because, you know, there isn't that restriction of having to open a physical store and all of that. So how has your experience on that end been?
With regards to sales, COVID didn't affect our sales. It actually went up because, and that's the advantage of owning an online business, because people can still go online and buy your products. The only disadvantage is that we couldn't ship our products on time to our customers, but sales-wise, we did make money, and the business grew during COVID.
That's actually a very encouraging sign, especially for, you know, any businesses that are out there. I think it sort of highlights once again the importance of having some type of an online brand. Last two questions, Mbali. The first one, your own personal brand, Gorgeous Mbali. Firstly, because one of the things, it's a theme that I've been hearing you talking about, you know, throughout our conversation, the fact that, you know, you like to look good and all of that. So the Gorgeous Mbali brand, what do you think has helped you to actually grow that brand? Because a lot of people are sitting there cracking their heads, trying to figure out how do they grow their followers. You know, there's some attempted to buy followers and all of that. So how have you been able to grow your own brand organically?
So Gorgeous Mbali is an authentic brand, and I think a lot of people follow me because they relate to a lot of things that I share on my social media. I didn't start Instagram because I wanted to be an influencer, and my focus is not on how many followers I have. I focus more on making sure that the content that I give out adds value to someone's life. There's someone out there that needs something. And maybe I do have that information. It can be information, you know, different things. So I make sure every day that my content adds value to someone, so that when someone sees my profile, they're like, you know what, I don't want to miss out anymore on this girl's content. So they press that follow button. And that's how my followership grew.
And then our last question, I love the fact that you are talking about authenticity, because I think it's much easier to maintain who and what you are as opposed to trying to maintain some type of a fake image of some sort. So our last question, which is the question that we ask all of our brand new heavies, is what do you want your legacy to be?
So my legacy, I want little girls from townships like Soshanguve to have faith and know that it doesn't matter where you come from, you can achieve anything that you put your mind to, and no one and nothing can stop you, and that all you need is to have passion and to work hard, and that you can achieve anything.
So that's been us with Mbali Sebapu, who is a South African influencer and CEO of Immersive Flow, just giving us, some insights into her life as our brand new heavy for the month of June. Very interesting young lady. I definitely like the fact that this is someone who is not afraid to actually do something that she puts her mind to. You heard earlier on, she was like, I was smart. You know, she's not shy to say that she was smart in school and that there were options that were available, and she wasn't afraid to actually challenge herself. Going to the Navy and then spending about 10 years there, then deciding to switch over and chase her passion, getting into makeup, starting a business. And she's actually telling us that in terms of COVID-19, it actually hasn't hurt their business because, the fact that online and e-commerce has been on the rise because of people sitting at home, it's been good from that point of view. Also highlighting the fact that her brand is an authentic one, which is why she's been able to build the followership that she has been able to, especially on the engagement side. She says that she has time to engage with her followers, time to actually engage with the people that she says have actually made her who she is. And ending off at the end, just saying that she wants her legacy to be the type of person who actually inspires another young lady from, Soshanguve to be able to know that you can do anything that you set your mind to. So thank you so much, Tumbali, for joining us. I think it was quite an amazing discussion. You can go and find her on social media. That if you just type in Gorgeous Mbali, you can also find their business page, that is Immersive Flow. And I think they do have a website that's immersiveflow.africa that you can go and find there. So that's been it on the other side of this week. Come to the end of the show.
You're tuned in to the Business Buzz.
And with that, we've come to the end of today's show. Thank you so much to everyone who was listening. Thank you to our brand new heavy. That was Mbali. She is the CEO of Immersive Flow, sharing some very deep insights and her story just around, being an entrepreneur in South Africa, what it means, making the switch, all of that stuff. If you haven't already, definitely make sure you go and check them out on social media or, just their website, Immersive Flow, or you can also check her out. That's Gorgeous Mbali on Instagram. It's always good to see young people in South Africa, just doing things, taking time to, develop their craft, having a vision and just going for it, because it's never an easy thing to do something like that, especially where it involves a switch. So celebrating young people, and I think it's definitely a good way for us to be ending this Youth Month. You can let us know what you think on social media. On Facebook, we are VioFM, that's Voice of Vids. You can also find our other Facebook page, that is the Vids Radio Academy. On Twitter, we're at VioFM, and then our hashtag is #BusinessBuzz. And you remember that you can search for us on iono.fm for all our podcasts and links which are there, because you can also find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And remember that you can also find our other information on vids.journalism.co.za /BusinessBuzz. business. So with that, we've reached the end of today's show. Thank you so much to our amazing team. Our technical producer is Kutlwano Serame, together with our executive producer Glory Mabuza and our producer Slindile Musibi. Don't miss the Business Buzz, same time, same place next week for more insights into the world of business. Don't turn that dial. There's more great content coming up on the Vow FM lineup. So for myself, Mudio Mob, Justice Gavaza, and the rest of the team, it is good afternoon and take care.
Mob Justice on the Business Buzz. The Business Buzz Podcast.